Hi, my name's Andrew Thorpe. I'm a professional speaker and a communication skills trainer based in Manchester in the UK. I want to talk a little bit about first impressions. You know, when you meet people at a networking event for the first time and they utter that question, the classic question, well, what do you do? Well, the way you answer that is actually very, very important because it can determine whether you go on to do business with that person. And I think for a lot of people, they default to a title or a tag. You know, they'll say, well, I'm a web developer or I'm an accountant or I'm, a printer. But the trouble with that is it's what might be described as a vanilla response or it's a bit beige. It's very unthreatening. There's no risk. It's very safe. It's kind of very middle of the road. And the trouble with that is it's utterly and totally forgettable. It doesn't have any impact. It doesn't make you distinctive in any shape or form. Much better, I think, to think of your pitch, your initial answer to that question, as an opportunity either to turn them off or to switch them on. It's a little bit like Marmite. You know, you either want to be loved or hated. So if you do the vanilla response, you might get a response like, oh, well, that's interesting. So where are you based? And that kind of proves that you've not made any impact at all. If the answer to your response or the response to your answer to the question is something like, well, I can't see how that's ever going to work. I'm not sure about that. Then they don't like it. But they're equally likely to say, well, that sounds amazing. How on earth do you do that? Then you've got their attention. You've got them interested. So think about what it is that you're going to say that's going to grab their attention and going to be distinctive in some way. Think of the, you know, your purpose. Imagine like you're on a mission. You have a cause. What's the wrong that you're setting out to right? What's the reason you get out of bed in the morning? What's your motivation to do what you're doing? What's your game-changing strategy? And because that's riskier, then you're much more likely to divide your audience into the hates and the loves. And then you just need to concentrate on the loves. You know, you've got people, you'll have touched something inside people. You'll have had something in your message that really resonates with people or it intrigues them to want to know more. Much better that way than to have the so-called vanilla approach. So Marmite over vanilla is the message. I hope that helps. More to come on communication skills and how you get your message and your story across.